This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Larry Bleasley and Trevor Harris, we're with you till 7 o'clock. Just kind of a short show this evening. We have hockey this evening as well, so hope you'll stay tuned for that. Thanks so much to Alex Dono from Locked On Canes for joining us in our first segment. Very interesting. A week from tonight, we'll all be over there. The ones that are millionaires, I guess, can afford it. Oh, man, $3,000 a ticket. Whew, that's Super Bowl-type stuff. As we get back to high school, a lot has been going on in the offseason. Players going here, coaches going there. But the one thing certain at Miami Norland High School, they'll have an alumnus, and Keith Bam Brown has been named as the head coach. He gets a return and try to restore some of that glory that he had when he was part of the Vikings. And he is kind enough to join us this evening. Keith, coach, thanks so much for taking the time. I know you're having a great time up there in the Carolinas doing your college convention, but certainly this is your first time as a head coach, especially getting an opportunity in Norland. Welcome to the show, and congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you, first and foremost, Blue. I appreciate you for having me.
This is really big for you. Now, last year, I mean, you've been grooming for this. I mean, this has been an opportunity for you. Been an assistant coach. You've coordinated before. You've played at a high level in college at Louisville, obviously high school-wise, too. What are you looking forward to the most about getting started? I mean, because I know you kind of laid the groundwork, but now the kids are back in school. You're kind of trying to put your roster together. You know as well as I do, this is South Florida is just so tough trying to figure out what kids are going to be here, what kids aren't going to be here. Talk about what the first game plan is for you.
I mean, to begin with, I just want to give back to the school that gave to me. I'm coming back with a plan, and I understand the community, the expectations, and what this program means to us alumni, the parents, and the players that were once here and the players that are here now. And I just felt a responsibility to restore the pride and, you know, the discipline and the consistency that we had when I was there, and give them the same foundation this program once gave me. So that's my biggest thing, just bringing back the culture in. You know, bringing the community back in and tying it back in all in one.
Yeah, and it's not easy. I mean, because they've been accustomed to winning. I mean, this is a program, even if they don't win at all, they're always in the mix for a district title. You know, the past couple of years, you know, especially this year, you know, they were in the in one of the toughest 4A, you know, districts where everybody made the playoffs. And they had for the second year the eventual state champion in American Heritage. This community is used to winning. I mean, they're used to developing really good talent that goes on to the next level, like yourself. You know, the last couple of years, the same thing, you know, as far as that's concerned. You're going to have a young team, obviously. There's been graduation over the last couple of years. Have you met with the nucleus of the team yet, or is that something you're going to do pretty soon?
So we got the ball rolling on Monday, but you know, I've been in and out, and I'm out of town right now, so I would get to meet the team fully on Wednesday. I have my first real meeting with the guys and sit down and let them know what the standard is and what the expectation is and what we expect from them as coaches.
Yeah. And a lot of players have watched this program. You know, they live in the community, you know, whether it be Miami Gardens or, you know, around the area. They've seen what Norland could do. They've seen the success. They know a lot of the players who have competed over the last couple of years. So from that standpoint, a lot of these players that are in the program now or coming into the program understand what's going to be expected. I mean, to wear that uniform is a lot of prestige. There's been a lot of people who have worn that. You know, I mean, you know as well as I do. I mean, during the championship years and yourself and Duke Johnson and some of the, you know, Eric Flowers and some of the guys that have come on and played at the next level. Talk about what the expectations, you know, from your standpoint. I you know, the kids will gravitate to you, but you come in with the ideas, hey, listen, you know what? We've got a lot of pride to live up to. This is a program, obviously, that, you know, there's a lot of there's a great alumni base. You saw it over the last couple of years when they went to the state title game a few years ago up in Tallahassee. There were tons of fans that made the, you know, that made the trip. So, you know, as well as I do, there's a lot of people who are going to be in your ear and say, hey, you know, coach, you know, let's get this thing back to where it belongs. There's too many prideful people. You know, you saw it the last couple of years. Talk about what's ahead. I mean, because you got obviously conditioning coming up. Then you have spring, then the summer. So by the end of spring, you should have a good idea what this is going to look like heading into summer, right?
Yes, sir. We should have a good vision. And my thing with that, I believe I understand this place, and that's why I wanted to get back home to Norland. I care deeply about it, and I'm prepared. You know, I learned from both, like you say, success. Being with Miami Norland the time they went to the state championship in Tally, and from failure as well, being with Miami Northwestern, and, you know, we went on that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take. With the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At state championship run, we won the first one and lost the second one. And I'm just ready to lead with structure and purpose. And again, this isn't about me and me coming back to the school. It's right. About restoring a standard for this program. And that's what I want to do. I want to set the foundation, rebuild the culture, and get this thing back rolling.
Yeah, no, and I agree with you. I mean, and obviously it's never easy, especially, you know, the landscape of South Florida. It's, I mean, even in the time that you went to high school, things have changed. So you can imagine, it's nothing. The only thing consistent is nothing. You know, I mean, it's kind of crazy. You know, you take a look at it, you know, every day on the internet, and there's some kid going here or there. And but what about a coaching staff? Because I know as well as I do, you're only as good as those around you. You saw it at Northwestern. You've seen it at Norland. You saw it back in the day with Coach Berg and how many people that he surrounded himself with. What about a coaching staff? Have you gotten through that process right now of at least getting that staff together?
So I got the basis of it. I'm still determining, you know, my coordinator positions and who I want to take the helm, but for the most part, I'm bringing a lot of guys back. So I have Duke back around the program.
Nice.
I have Flowers back around the program. Oshawn Joseph will be a part of the program. Trayvon Williams. So we got guys that lived and walked through these hallways and stepped and made it to that next level. And I just want the kids to see, like, hey, you stay here, you grind it out. It's possible you could do it at Norland. You could have the same success as the same kids as the private schools and the bigger programs.
Yeah. No, that's a great idea. I mean, you see it. I mean, you to be successful, you know, you look at T.Y. Hilton. He's coming back to coach at Miami Springs. And certainly that's going to be an advantage because he's going to start getting a lot of these kids, you know, out, you know, for the team to say, hey, listen, you know what? I was just like you. Bam Brown was just like you. You know, Duke Johnson was just like you. Voshan and all the guys that you're surrounding yourself with were just like these young kids. You know, they had an opportunity to achieve. They made the most of it. They came together as a team. I think it's a great idea. So you're up at the convention. You're kind of laying some groundwork. Obviously, that's a very important. And certainly the college coaches will be coming around. And the one thing, too, Coach, I think that you have an advantage of is getting a lot of these kids placed because, you know, through you playing in college and knowing a lot of people who are coaching and a lot of guys that, you know, who you played with or against or coaching, you have an ability to get these guys placed. And I think that's a great selling point when not only talking to the players, but their parents, which is important. Say, hey, listen, you know, not only is your son going to get a great education and learn a lot about football, but you know what, if they achieve, we're going to be able to help get them placed. And I think as a parent, that's got to be music to their ears. Talk about that, because I think that's so important when you have connections like that and be able to really look a parent in the eye and say, hey, listen, if your son gives us 100%, we're going to give it right back.
That's the big thing. So like you said, the staff we have that I'm surrounding myself with, we are Power Five guys, Power Four guys, and we still have those connections with the coaches. And when I recruit the players, I won't say recruit, but, you know, when I talk to the players and talk with the parents, I want them to understand, hey, I have a plan. We got to align ourselves with this plan and we can get to the next level and get to the next step and the next phase of life that you want your kid to be. And that's the biggest thing, just letting them understand, hey, I know the process. I've been through the process. I know what it takes. The coaches know what it takes. The program know what it takes. And let's align ourselves with that vision and get ourselves there.
No doubt. Coach, I can't thank you enough. Congratulations. You're making me feel old you. Now you're coaching. I remember when you first started playing. I've known your family forever. And, man, yes, sir, I'm so proud.
You coached my dad as well.
I know, man. Don't even talk about that. But congratulations. Have a good time up in North Carolina. When you get back, we'll touch base during spring.
Yes,
and again, thank you so much, and I'm proud of you, man.
Thank you. Thank you, Blue. I appreciate you for having me on the show, man.
Good stuff. Coach Keith Van Brown, the new head coach at Miami Norland. I think he's going to do a great job surrounding himself with people. He's coming into a situation where, hey, you know, you got talent, you got a winning tradition. He's been a part of it in the past. And having guys, like he mentioned, come back to the program like Duke Johnson and Eric Flowers, who've been there, done that. That's really important as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.